As we move closer to the end of session, this is when it really starts to get busy here in the Senate. And one of your bills, Senate Bill 860, which deals with taxes in its own way, was, I believe, successful, at least for the Senate this week.
We've had a lot of tax cut bills and bills this year and everything. And one of mine was not a major thing, but it was to people that truly need help. And due to a recent Supreme Court ruling, Department of Revenue is pursuing taxing used manufactured homes. They haven't been taxed for decades, and suddenly they're going to tax them, and I didn't much like that. These are people, sometimes low income, sometimes starter homes, sometimes coming down. 8% of housing in Missouri is manufactured homes. So if you go buy a new one, you pay tax on it, should never have to pay tax again. If you go buy a new house, there's been sales tax paid on the material to build your new house. If you resell it, then it's never paid again. So why on used manufactured homes should they have to pay the tax again? And so I've introduced and passed on the Senate side, and I look forward to go well in the House side, doing away with the sales tax on manufactured homes. So I think that's a good thing. Another tax cut bill that I did not sponsor, but I was very proud to vote for, was used cars of $10,000 or less and over 10 years old, do away with the sales tax on those. And there again, sales tax has been paid probably four or five times on these vehicles, and I didn't see a need that the state needed to come back and charge sales tax again. And again, it's on cars under $10,000. That's people that maybe need a little help. Maybe your child's car, you know, for a starter car for them, something like that. I think that's a good bill, and I was proud to support that.
Speaking of taxes, it's kind of deja vu all over again, as it were, with another attempt at cutting the income tax here in Missouri. Senate Bill 509 this year is a little bit different than what House Bill 253 was last year, but what we're hearing from the governor is pretty much the same reason why he plans to veto it, I believe, by May 1st.
That's the indication, and they wanted to get it on the governor's desk to see what he's going to do before the end of the session, and I believe it's 15 days he's got to act on it, so they wanted to see what he would do. It is a little bit different. There's some triggering factors where the state has to generate so much revenue before it goes into effect, this, that, and other. But Missouri is, I think, 47th in job growth and like 39th or something like that, way up in the area we shouldn't be in state domestic product produced. And so we have to do something to get Missouri economy going. And if the economic thing that we all learn in school, if money turns over seven times before it leaves the community, a tax cut bill should generate lots of more revenue for the state of Missouri. And that's the way we're looking at it.
If for whatever reason the override is unsuccessful and his veto does stand, do you think, if not this year, then maybe next, possibly the next move would be to say, let's put this on the ballot and let voters decide?
Yes, that's pretty common. If we can't override his veto, then let the voters decide what's best for them. And I think you'll see that. You see that on a number of issues. And this year we're seeing on a couple that's going to be ballot issues with voter ID, that the governor keeps vetoing it, where you have to have a picture ID to vote, and which I think is a great idea. You have to show an ID to cash a check somewhere, do this, do that. And so if the state's going to furnish the ID free, I don't see a problem with that. And so the governor's vetoed it numerous times. This year it's going to be on the ballot if the House and Senate both pass it, and it's on the right track to do that.
Budget most likely to be debated starting next week on the Senate floor.
Budget bills were turned in today, which is Thursday, so the debate will start on those. Looks to be under the governor's estimate of what revenue coming in the state of Missouri right now is what the Senate predicted, approximately there, less than what the governor predicted. But there will be some small increases in things. I think education is going to get an increase. Junior colleges and colleges will get an increase. Meals on Wheels, senior citizens centers, there's $46 million, I think, in the core budget for there, an extra $400,000 for meals. So I look for good things to come out of the budget. Is it going to be money for everybody? No, but it's a good, conservative, responsible budget.